dancing on a wheelchair. Dancing on a wheelchair. This is Monk Inga from the Absolute Monastery in Kempo giving you this talk about a girl who was condemned to be on a wheelchair. Well, it is, her name is Nancy, and at the age of 12, she became sick and had to live her life sitting in a wheelchair. But she wanted to dance. Not only was her desire, her strong desire or idea, but her mother was already a famous dancer. So this was also an inspiration for her to do the same thing. And you know, at 12 years, at the age of 12, it is difficult to accept not being able to fulfill what you really desire. But I know that through inner wisdom and understanding, inventors are led to open windows and see so the many possibilities of implementing their ideas. My idea is that nowadays the science is very advanced in computers and there are robots. I think there is a possibility that all those who have to sit and use a wheelchair can also dance, because this girl, as she grew up, started dancing in the wheelchair. And not only she alone, but she also taught it to others to use the wheelchair and being happy and dance. This is a great idea, I find. And I think that the science and inventors of today, there are the robots. It is possible to create something that allows these people who have to sit in a wheelchair because their legs are out of working order, they can dance. They can be hauled up to get a special support, and under the feet there are rolls, so they can move easily. This is just my idea, but I know from an idea it is possible to come to a definite application, a definite result. There, for instance, we here in the Absolute Monastery, we work very much with the law of cause and effect. And I know that every thought I think and for every cause I put in motion, there is an effect, there is a corresponding effect. So I bring to you the ideas I have about for this girl, or not only for her, but for others who would like, while they have to sit in a wheelchair, to enjoy dancing. Maybe not everybody, but those who like it. For instance, I have read in a magazine that even the United Postal Service, they have now a new invention for those who deliver the mail, that they can, instead of walking, they can walk or drive in some way. Very new invention. Mm-hmm. Sorry that I cannot explain more about it, but the postal office can give you more information about. And also, for instance, when you go to the circus, there is always one, the clown, who drives, makes his performances on a bicycle with one wheel. And it works perfectly. He is driving on one wheel. So from this idea, I think also for this handicap, it is possible to find a device or something that can allow them to dance, not sitting in a wheelchair, but being more free. Well, this is just an idea, because maybe it is possible. We know that even if it is not today, nowadays, somebody picks up this idea, but sometimes somebody will find it. And we know from all the inventors who invented something, at the first they were very skeptic, and also the people around them said, no, it doesn't work, it is not possible. But nowadays, after even 100 years, we see that those inventors or those ideas which the people had at that time, we use them. For instance, the helicopter and the diving the device, that we can go into the ocean deep, and search there and look what is going on. So maybe also here is something. And now in the manufacturing plants, there are robots who prepare to put in the screws, to put in the various pieces in the machinery. So why not also here having some idea that it is possible to create something for those who would like to dance without sitting in a wheelchair? And not only this, but I have heard that many disabled people who sit in a wheelchair even play soccer. And those sports are available to them. Why not also now, and this girl, she has found the idea, the possibility to not only for herself, but also to teach to others that it is possible to dance. So I know everything is possible, and just thinking my thought or putting the cause into motion, something comes forth. I am sure this will be. It is one of my dreams that something comes forth, and why not? We always say here, dream your fondest dream. This is a dream, not for myself, but just a dream that this kind of device, this kind of support is invented and can be given to those who would like to dance instead of sitting in a wheelchair while they dance. Life is wonderful, and life is always full of surprises. And why not? Everything is possible. So this is all what I like to say today. And another thing also we teach here. My thoughts are seeds. And every thought is a seed. And I plant these seeds without thinking of what comes forth or will they grow or not. But it is kind of seed planting. And who knows? We'll see what comes out. I love you. Bye-bye.